Good to see each and every one of you here. If you're visiting with us, you are indeed honored guests, and we're glad that you came. I want you to come back every opportunity that you have to worship here with us at this place. As you can see from the caption on the lesson that we have tonight, the title is, Daddy, What is Heaven Like? Now, if your children were like mine, and I imagine they were, and they recognized that Mom and Daddy believed in God, were at services, we talked about heaven and how wonderful it was going to be there. Now, children will have a lot of questions. In reference to heaven, they will ask the question, Daddy, where is heaven? And Daddy, what will it be like to be there? And Daddy, will I see Grandma and Grandpa, and will Kitty Cat be there too? They do, don't they? I thought that would be a good thought for our lesson tonight. I want to talk a little bit about where heaven is and what heaven will be like. You understand that I'm an uninspired man. And the only thing I know is what I read in the Bible. Not going to tell you some things that are just hearsay or what somebody might think. I will point out to you, however, what the Bible says. Now, to explain to you everything the Bible says, again, sometimes there's things difficult to get down in our minds. The reason for that is that we are human. And there are things that we associate things of the earth. And because we associate things of earth, then it's hard for us then to conceive and to understand some of the things that are said about heaven. I use two verses of scripture here. And Daddy, what is heaven like? Or Daddy, where is heaven? Listen to this. Ephesians 4 and verse 10. It's probably well known by you, but when I say it, you will remember. The Bible tells us that the one that descended from above is also the one that ascended far above. Listen to it now. He ascended far above all heavens. Did you get it? He ascended far above all heavens. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2, when the Apostle Paul was talking about that matter, he said, I knew a man above 14 years ago. Whether he was in the body or out of the body cannot tell. But he was caught up to the third heaven, caught up to paradise. The word third heaven and paradise are used interchangeably here. He was caught to paradise, and he heard and saw things that he's not permitted to tell. Okay. I've always taken that to be the Apostle Paul, because it goes on and he says he was given a thorn in the flesh, messenger of Satan to buffet his body, lest he be exalted above measure because of those revelations given to him. There were certain things that Paul had to keep to himself. And that's a hard thing to do, isn't it? Paul said, those things that I heard and saw, I cannot tell you all about it. Daddy, what is heaven like? Well, we can say to the little fella, heaven is the abiding place of God. Now, Paul spoke of it as third heaven. And Jesus ascended above all heavens. Now, we speak of heaven where the birds fly. Right? The atmosphere. Heaven. We speak of the second heaven as the universe of worlds. The sun, the moon, the stars. But he ascended above heavens, and Paul said, to the third heaven. So we use the phrase, third heaven as the abode of God of the dimension beyond ours. Now, again, don't ask me what I mean by that, because I don't know. I believe that the heavens that we know will one day no longer exist. And the only heaven that will exist is where God is. And that's where we're going. So your little fella asks you the question, that's about the only thing you can say. You know, we got some of these folks running around here say, well, you know what? Actually, it could be on Mars. No, actually, it cannot. Because those heavens are going to be set afire and he will roll up like a scroll. And the earth and the works of the therein will be burned up. By the way, to the confused idea of those that come around and knock on your door and say that the earth is going to be heaven and you can be maybe the governor of Texas. No, thank you. The earth will be burned up. I don't want to live here, nor do you. We're going where God is. So if your little fella asks you the question, where is heaven? It's the abode of God. Isaiah chapter 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the vision, the throne of God all lifted up, and round about the throne was what? The cherubims, the seraphims. He said they had six wings. Two wings they covered their feet, and with two wings they covered their face, and with two wings they flew. How about that? So what's heaven like? Angels. Angels are there. So Matthew chapter 22 and verse 30, what does he say? Those that are counted worthy, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but be like angels. The Bible says quite a bit about angels. And you might be surprised to know that the angels observe things that we do. The Corinthian brethren were told you need to keep God's word because of the angels. And also it said in Luke 15:10, the angels rejoice when a person repents. There's things going on, brothers and sisters, that you and I know very little about. We're seen in our everyday activities. What are the angels? What are they to do? They do God's bidding. So, if we're going to be like the angels, or as the angels when this life is over, what are we going to be doing? Fishing? Sitting on a creek bank? Telling stories? No. What do the angels do, folks? They are busy doing what? What God tells them to do. And, besides all that, if we went into the study of angels, you'd find out that there are different stations of angels. There are angels that are over other angels, right? Gabriel and his angels fought with the devil and his angel. I'm telling you, when you get out of earthly things and you begin to look at heavenly things, it makes your hair stand up. Because we're in for something that we just don't know. By the way, in Hebrews 12:23, the General Assembly, Church of the Firstborn, and the place where the spirits of just men are made perfect. Want to look at something else along that line, you would remember Matthew 17, verse 2 and 3. And when Jesus was transfigured before his disciples, there appeared unto him in glory, who? Moses and Elijah. You see the reason that Jesus said that those that believed in him would never die? Now Moses died, but he wasn't talking about Moses' body. Those who live with God live in the spirit. It's our soul. We're going to be with the Lord. So, the Bible says, Moses and Elijah appeared speaking to Christ concerning the demise that he would undergo over at Jerusalem. Now, Moses been dead 1,500 years. Elijah been dead 750, 800 years. But they not dead. They're in a different place. That's that above the third heaven. I told you I don't understand it either. I'm just telling you that's what it says. Luke, the 16th chapter, tells us who will be there and who won't be. Right? Poor man died who tried to live a righteous life. He had it rough on earth. Now he's in paradise. Abraham's bosom. What about the other man who had opportunity to do good and wouldn't do it? I'm tormented in this flame. Some going to make it, some not. But heaven, the other dimension, above things that you and I know, out of this world, not physical, material, but spiritual. It's the abode of God. Where is heaven? Well, I could say in Ephesians 4:10 that we already have seen, he ascended far above all heavens. And Paul called it the third heavens. The heavens that you and I know, the sun, the moon, the stars, and all of that. By the way, when he talks about heaven in Revelation, he says they have no need of the sun any longer. What's that mean? You mean it's going to be dark all the time? No. God is their light. And by the way, we're going to be like him, like Christ, for we will see him as he is, the Bible tells us. Well, how did Christ look when Paul saw him on the road to Damascus? It was such a light greater than the noonday sun. So don't worry about night in heaven. There is not. For God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Okay? So that takes care of that. The heavens we know will pass away, 2 Peter 3:10, with a great noise. And the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. And in Hebrews chapter 1, he says, once this thing is taken care of, he'll roll it up like a scroll and lay it aside, like an old garment that no longer is useful. It's gone. It's finished. We're physical. And it's going to be gone. Because the mortal, 1 Corinthians 15, must put on immortality. We're going to have a new body. Spirit body. By the way, that's another thing, too, to understand. Sometimes we get the idea, oh, we're just a puff of wind or a puff of smoke. You know, a spirit. When we think of a spirit, it's something you can't see. The Bible tells us over and over that the spirit yearns to be what? Clothed upon. So when Paul talked about what was going to happen to us, he said, we desire to be clothed upon with a habitation which is from heaven. So in other words, we're going to get a new body, but it won't be like this one. The spirit then is clothed in a new body, a spiritual body. Heaven's another dimension, and that's what Paul talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Said he was caught there and saw things, heard things, unlawful for him to speak. What will it be like? Well, what it will be like is that we're going to be able to be with God. And what a glorious thing that's going to be. We're going to be in glory. When he who is our life shall appear, then shall we appear with him in glory. That's Colossians 3 and verse 4. The reunion of loved ones, Matthew 8 and verse 11. What does that say? Now those who make heaven their home, they will be seated with who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hey, do you know those guys? No, but you will. They will come from the north and the south and the east and the west and will sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the heavenly kingdom of Almighty God. Yeah. That's Matthew 8:11. There's no night there. They do not need the light of a candle, for the Lord God giveth them light. That's Revelation 21:25. There is no more death. Former pains have passed away. You won't have to take a loved one out to a graveyard again and bid their bodies goodbye. No, no, no. You're going to have an eternal abode. No more decay. No more night. No more time. I have a grandfather clock. And that thing, every once in a while, I have to remember, it's a week long. So I had to wind that thing up. And it reminds me of what time it is. Dong, dong, dong. And somebody said, why don't you get rid of that? I like the sound of it. Especially late at night when I can't sleep. That thing will say, dong, dong, it's 2:00. Well, there won't be no such thing in heaven. See? Because time is no more. We won't be wearing Timex watches anymore. It's gone. Sin is gone. And the old demon and his henchmen will be put away once for all. Well, why don't he do it now? See, there's another question the little children will ask you. Why doesn't God take care of it now? God takes care of things in his own way and at his own time. I am literally amazed when I read of some of the promises that God makes throughout the Scripture. He may make a promise that's not going to be fulfilled for 2,500 years. But he said it, and that's what happened. Why? Because time is nothing to God. There is no such thing as time. Now, I know that's hard to wrap your mind around, but that's the way it is. There will be no more time. So you won't age anymore. You won't have to go to the chiropractor. It's over with. No more feet problem. What's that new one they've come up with? By this sole that you put in your shoes and you feel good. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. It makes me think of Israel, they coming through the wilderness. 40 years. Now, I want to ask you something. You thought about it? Where did they, you know, what would happen to your shoes in 40? How long did your shoes last? Where did they get some more shoes? And what about their clothes? They're going to wear out too. Where did they get them? Come on now, y'all know the Bible, don't you? They didn't wear out. So if you want to talk about, that was just a little picture of the way heaven's going to be. No more wearing out. We won't need a Walmart. We won't need HEB. I'm sorry to have to tell them that, but we don't. It's finished. Because see, all we think about is flesh, is physical, right? Well, that's all we know. And like I said to begin with, all I can tell you about what is heaven like is what the Bible says. That's all. And we'll explain that. I can't explain it. I'm as human as everyone else. All I know is that's what it says. And then I ended it up by saying, we're going to be happy and busy as the angels. And that's right. Well, what do the angels do? Now, I'm going to tell you, be honest with you, heaven would be a very dull place if all we did was sit around and looked at each other. What do you mean, Brother Carter? Well, who knows? The Lord God made side to make another heaven and earth. And you and I may participate as the angels participated in this one. Or we're going to be as the angels. We don't know what the Father's going to do. Right? And so when we start trying to analyze all of this and try to say, oh, I know it. No, we don't. I tell you what we know. It's what I pointed out to you. There's other things that we could have talked about. But these are very vital to let us know that it is up to us to make heaven our home. As we talked about this morning in the lesson. That's our choice. Now, what we're going to do when we get there, that's up to the Almighty. If we're going to be as the angels, you know, one thing the angels do is they're about the throne of God praising Him. And we will praise God. But there's got to be work and things that God will want us to do. We cannot just lay around all the time, can we? No. We're going to be happy, and we're going to be busy. Now, what He has in store for us to do, I don't know. But I do know that the angels are busily engaged. Yeah. Because I remember reading some of them, like in the book of Daniel. When old Daniel was praying to God, he and his two friends, they were praying to God about the things that were going on. And what's the Bible say? God spoke to the angel, make haste and get to the earth and let them know. Be a comfort to old Daniel and to his friends. Let them know everything will be taken care of. God does things in His own way at His own time. And you and I, as God's children, we're in for some of the greatest glory we could ever even imagine. So when your little fella says, what is heaven like? There's a few things you can tell him, but you'll have to say, look, sugar, you're just going to have to wait and see. That's just the way it is. Trust God. The main thing for us is to get there. And the only way we can get there is through Jesus Christ. He's the way to the Father, John 14:6. And if we don't believe on Him and follow Him, then we're not going to make it. And then you know what we're going to be worried about? Like the man in Luke 16. Could you send Lazarus that he might tip his finger in water and touch my tongue? I'm tormented in this flame. We don't want any of that stuff. We want to live in peace and joy with the Father forever. Right? So that's heaven. It's the abode of God. One thing I did not bring up in our lesson is this. When Jesus ascended on high, far above all heavens, where did He go? Isaiah 66 and verse 1. And the Lord said unto him, sit thou on my right hand. Until I make thy foes thy footstool. Y'all read that, right? That's Isaiah 66 and verse 1. Where is Jesus at? Go to Acts chapter 7. And when Stephen was being stoned to death, verses 55, 56, what did he say? I see heaven open. What? And Jesus at the right hand of God. That's where my Lord is. The right hand of His Father. You sit here until I make your foes your footstool. So that's it. Plain and beautiful. In chapter 6, the heavens belong to God. The earth is His footstool. That's just the way it is. That's all we can know. I hope that helped you a little bit. You know, I enjoy studying things that I really can't get the full grasp of, but I enjoy studying them. If you're subject tonight to the invitation of Christ, all things are ready. We encourage you to come to Him before it is everlasting too late. You believe with all your heart that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then repent of that life of sin. Confess that beautiful name. Be buried with Him in the watery grave of baptism and be raised to walk a new life. If you haven't obeyed Him, do so now. This is the accepted time. And if you've obeyed Him but drifted away, gone back to the ways of the world, come home. We'll pray with you and for you under the throne of God. If you'd like to place membership with us, you can do that as well. Will you come while together we stand and sing?